News Radio KMAN in Focus continues here on a Thursday morning. Jason Smith joining us here from the Chamber of Commerce. We'll also have Robin Cole from Pawnee Mental Health joining us here a little in about 15 minutes or so. We've got 1 week away from Christmas, and obviously the shopping season continues. And normally we talk a lot about Manhattan Chamber Bucks, and I understand people can still pick those up if they want.
Absolutely. We call ours Little Apple Dollars, and they actually have been really popular this year. We have a lot of employers who are encouraging their staffs to shop local. And so, as you can imagine, Christmas parties are being canceled. And so what we're seeing is employers maybe coming in and saying, okay, instead of Christmas money we spent on the Christmas party, we'll buy Little Apple Dollars and you can go shop in Manhattan. And we would encourage people to think about what they can purchase locally, that it's important. Sales tax has been has not been as bad this year as I think we expected, in part because we're now collecting sales tax on a lot of internet purchases. So that's not as big a factor as it was, but we all need small business to survive in order for this community to be vibrant and have the quality of life that we all want. And so I would encourage people to think small and think MHK and check for items you're purchasing from one of our local vendors first. Obviously, if no one in Manhattan has it, then you have to buy something that your kid really wants. We get it, but check local first, and because a lot of times people are surprised what they can find.
Absolutely, great stocking stuffers, Little Apple Dollars. Pick them up at the Chamber. Going back to your report here the other night for the City Commission. Talk about some of the successes that you had here in 2020.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think the report itself was a tremendous success. For the first time, at least since anyone can remember, we have three primary, we have a lot of economic development partners, but three primary partners that we work with on economic development in this community. And it's the Chamber, the City, and Kansas State through our relationship with Innovation Partners. And historically, those three entities will present separate reports to the commission. And last year, as we were discussing it, it became clear that becomes a little clumsy and, quite frankly, pretty confusing for people to try to figure out what organization does what and what return that the city and investors get for their dollars that they put into those programs. And so we collaborated with those two entities this year, and we are now going to do one joint report, and that allows us to be a lot more thorough about what we're doing and why we're doing it and the process to which that we achieve our results. So we focused on five primary areas, and these were identified through the Region Reimagined strategy: jobs, talent, entrepreneurship, and innovation. And then we added this year recovery, because we think it's really important that collectively we all focus on recovery. So some of the results, particularly in the recovery side, were things we talked about earlier. On the job side, we had two or three companies that located operations here this year. BevHub, which we've talked about on here before, which is a new bottling company that's locating out at the Manhattan Business Park. GrainCraft, which is a large milling company, announced they were moving their research facility to the Kansas State campus. So that's a pretty cool project. And I think in no measure because of the investment that we've made in the North Campus Corridor, which is now the Edge District. We were able to keep Corteva in the region. Corteva is a bioag company, and they were looking at other communities, and we were able to find them a location, and actually is in Wamego, but were it not for the Wamego location, they in all likelihood would have left the community and gone somewhere else. And so a lot of the Corteva workers who lived in Manhattan still live in Manhattan and drive to Wamego every day. So that's a huge win for us as a regional entity. We also upgraded all of our marketing materials this year, a new website in terms of job attraction. We implemented a business retention program this year, and we have a person in charge of that. He visited over 50 companies in the last 4 or 5 months, which you can imagine was pretty difficult in the middle of a pandemic. But we think it's the number one thing you can do as an economic development organization is to make sure that that the local businesses have every opportunity to grow, and that you're capturing all those opportunities, as well as preventing challenges that they may have that might prevent them from growing. 80 to 90% of all new jobs are created by local businesses. And so we want to make sure that our local business community is strong, vibrant, and has all the tools they need to succeed. Some other projects that we're getting underway or have gotten underway over the last year, we are focused very, very hard on retaining and attracting workforce to the community. So a lot of times you hear people talk about workforce development, and we are not in the workforce development business. We have a lot of really great educational institutions that that do a great job educating our workforce. What we want to do is make sure once they're educated, and we've invested public dollars on those educations, that we retain them in the community. Or if they're interested in coming back, that we provide them the opportunity to come back. So we're engaged now with over 20 colleges and universities in the 4-state region, and we will have a presence at all their job fairs going forward. And so we will be working to try to connect our employers and their opportunities with graduates from these institutions. We are developing an online toolkit for local HR pros to be able to use as they're trying to attract talented individuals to this community, and also their spouses. Part of attracting a person to a job is making sure that their spouse is comfortable, that the community they're moving to is a great community, and we haven't done a good job of that. And so we're moving forward with some new tools to work with our HR pros on that. And so, and then connecting our young professionals to college students, because one of the things we discovered is university students may want to stay in Manhattan, but they don't recognize that there is a young professional community here. They just see the college community and they say, well, you know, I want to move somewhere where there are people my age, and we want to show them there are people their age here, and that there are opportunities to do a lot of things that young people want to do. And so we're real excited about our young professionals group and the things that they're doing to try to help us in that realm. And then last thing from the chamber standpoint is we're real excited about a new program that we have helped get started this year. It's called Spark MHK. And unfortunately, it gets a little confusing because the state named their recovery task force Spark. We had our name first and had already started down that road. But we are part, it's a separate nonprofit. They had raised some private funds to do some entrepreneurial activities. We invested in that as well. And we see that as being a real key to enhancing the entrepreneurial ecosystem. I believe Sarah has been on the program before and talked about that, and Sarah Siders, who's the director, and we're real excited about where that's going to move in the future. The last thing that's important for economic comes in, innovation capacity. That's where Kansas State comes in. And how do we leverage the innovation going on at Kansas State, going on at MBATH, going on with some of our other private industries, and turn those into jobs? Because there's a lot of really good ideas coming out of the university. And what we don't want to happen is those to be ideas to enhance job opportunities in other communities. It's great for Kansas State, and we of course encourage it, but whatever we can do to keep some of those ideas and processes here in Manhattan, then it just creates more economic opportunities for our citizens. And so making sure we're connected strongly with K-State and what's going on and with our innovation partners and other entities, as well as MBATH, who's continuing to hire people and will be at full capacity really soon. It feels like a long time since that was announced, but we see a lot of positive and things that'll come out of those relationships.
Well, obviously the youth talent's it's a big key, and Dave had some stats here earlier saying Manhattan's the youngest city of like-sized cities here in the country, and Dave has
youngest population.
That's what it was. Okay.
And did you see that? Ahead. I think I forwarded that email to you, Jason.
Yeah, you got the email from Dave.
Okay.
I did, yeah. Yeah, it was an interesting article. When you delve into the numbers, I guess it shouldn't surprise us. We are the home of two very large institutions that attract young people, right? So Kansas State attracts a lot of young people. Fort Riley attracts a lot of young people. And one of the other things that was interesting in that article Dave sent is we also, of that population, very few are homeowners compared to other cities, which means they're very transient, which goes back to some of the things we talked about. We have to be very focused on how do we retain those folks here. And we talk a lot about our educational institutions, but we have to have a really strong focus, and we do, with Fort Riley and the Soldier for Life program and some of the other transitioning programs to make sure that the folks that are transitioning out of the Army that want to stay in Manhattan have the opportunity and wherewithal to do that as well. So, yeah, clearly the opportunities are there. We get the young people here. And what we do with that when they're here, I think it falls onto the community to make sure that we're putting our best foot forward for that to happen.
All right. Well, Jason, I know you got to run, and so do we. So we'll say goodbye and have a good holiday, and we'll talk to you again in January.
I'm always glad to see time to Robin Coles. She's wonderful, and the work they're doing is great. So thank you for the opportunity to be on, and we'll look forward to talking to you next month.
All right. Sounds good. Jason Smith, again, president of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. More in Focus after this on KMAN.